The court is different than other cover courts, or it was Roger that played very well in the key moments?
Yeah, I think so. He took the important points, all the important points. Maybe he didn't play maybe 100%, but all the tough points he played, you know, good serve, you know, good points, and he didn't give me a chance to come back. So I think he did great. That, you know, important points, he put all the efforts, and for me, I didn't maybe play, you know, really bad, but still, wasn't really consistent. Everything, my serve, my strokes, and I had a little bit of, you know, unforced errors, so that's why I couldn't, you know, stay there.
Okay, what's the situation with the wrist, and where does it place you going ahead in the tournament?
Just had a little bit of soreness today, and the tennis was okay. You know, I was playing really solid from the baseline. Maybe serve wasn't there, you know, today, but I have, you know, one more day tomorrow off, so, you know, try to come back recovery well, and hopefully I can win next one.
Hello, Key. You have made rapid progress since Michael Chang became your coach. And how much do you think of the performance of an athlete can be put down to the coach? And can you give some advice to the Chinese young male athletes?
Yeah, I think, you know, the coach is very important. You know, they can push you a lot, and also they can give you a lot of good advice. And you know, for me, it was really work that we started end of last year, and it's been improving a lot. So I really appreciate his help, and also Dante. And I learned a lot of things from him. So hopefully we can, you know, keep going.
Okay, for a good part of your career, you've struggled with injuries specifically. I'm just wondering if there was a change at some point for you in the training that you did off court, especially with your game being the way that you grind out points. Was there something you changed in how you train?
I think just the time-wise, you know, I spend more time on the gym, and also more practice. It's not like I do different stuff this year. You know, I've been keep doing all the rehab and little stuff, and I think just, you know, put all the efforts in the gym and outside of the court, that's helping my physically.
Okay, this has been the year of your breakthrough that obviously comes with a lot of media attention, especially in your home country. How do you cope with that?
I don't know, not bad. I try to enjoy every moment I have, and I don't know, Japanese media is always, you know, very nice to me, so it's been very nice. And you know, after US Open, it's been a little bit changed, you know, more attention for me, you know, everywhere, but it's not like they give me a pressure. So, you know, I try to enjoy every moment I have, even this week, you know, try to enjoy every match, and you know, try to play good tennis all the time.
We've been talking a lot about your relationship with Chang, but I was wondering, what is it like with Dante, and how is the connection between an Argentinian and a Japanese person, and how difficult is to have this barrier of culture, and how you cope with that as well?
We've been working 4 years now, and he's giving me a lot of big help for me, because he's living in IMG, and when I practice, he's always there. And I don't know, he's, you know, very easygoing, but also off the court very easygoing and fun, and but you know, on the court very tough. And I think we had a lot of a tough year a couple of years ago, and I want to thank to him a lot, you know, bearing all the time with me, and you know, this year was a little bit different situation with Michael and Dante, but, you know, I really want to thanks to these two coaches.
Okay, last year in Madrid, you beat Roger for the first time, and, you know, and you said he's your idol, and, you know, you're both, it was a great year for you this year, you're playing better, but do you think Roger is still getting better?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, every time we play, I feel really tough to play because he take the ball very early and come to the net a lot, very aggressive, and sometimes, you know, you don't ready for it, you know, you don't expect to, he comes to the net, and today I think he served really well, first and second, especially tough points. He hits a lot of aces, and you know, just tough to return his serves. I think he's, you know, getting better every time.
Last Q&A question. You are obviously 10 years younger than him. Are you surprised how fast he still is, how fit at the end of a long season, and how do you feel now at the end also physically?
Yeah, actually I never feel that he's 33 right now. He looks still young and playing amazing tennis, so it's, I think the age doesn't matter right now. You know, it's, I never had, you know, this week playing, you know, in my career, but I, you know, this is very honored to be here, so all the motivation and excitement is, you know, huge here, and I don't feel tired yet, you know. Maybe everything done, I might get, you know, a little bit tired, but, you know, I've been working very hard, you know, even this last week and this couple of days, so, you know, feeling really well to come in here.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to know if you see any young Japanese coming on your tracks, I mean, behind you. Do you see any, do you know anyone who could be tomorrow your partner in Davis Cup and maybe winning when you would be 33, like Federer?
Yeah, there's a couple. In US Open, one guy qualified, you know, US Open, and Nishioka and Daniel and a couple young guys, you know, good doubles, Uchiyama, and Davis Cup is very, you know, important for me also, you know, to do, create better Japan team, and we playing in Canada in the next tie, so hopefully more young junior coming up, and hopefully we try to win the next Davis Cup.